Welcome back to Action News on KGDY. I'm Dirk Hardthrottle.
And I'm Kelly Sunbeam.
In today's top story, it's election day in the Republic of Leukofrivia.
That's right. The tiny European country, formerly known as Aganikanstan, was once under the tyranny of the mad dictator Sasha Villainess. But intervention from Captain Goody and other notable heroes last year freed the country from her malevolent rule. This marks the first historic election for Leukofrivia to replace the provisional government, which took control after the coup.
Despite being in the middle of a trial for her crimes against all that is good and true, Sasha Villainess did manage to file the proper paperwork and has managed to add her name to the Leukofrivian ballot for the position of prime minister. However, early polls show that less than 0% of the populace plans to vote for her.
Less than 0%?
That's right, Kelly. Even some individuals not able to vote in the new elections said they wouldn't vote for Sasha Villainess, even if it were possible to do so.
The remaining candidates for prime minister are Roma Rondola from the People's Democratic Party and Gordon de Bullshorn from the Democratic People's Party. Polls have the election too close to call, though de Bullshorn is expected to gain a slight boost as he has already announced some members of his potential cabinet, including the popular Miss Karatin as interior secretary. Karatin is said to be a core part of de Bullshorn's organization.
In a country long deprived of the right to a free and fair vote, election monitors have their work cut out for them in trying to prevent fraud or other deceptive election practices. Despite the zeal of the Leukofrivian government and the population at large, our international investigative team has discovered some troubling holes in the security of the ballot boxes. These important breaches could lead to unscrupulous individuals.
We interrupt this analysis
to the surprise of no one.
To bring you a special report from a developing situation uptown. Here with more information is our own Sally Simpson.
Thanks, Kelly. Things here have evolved quickly. Initial reports about 4 minutes ago indicated a large green object which was growing in size. Now I can confirm that object is a giant killer pickle.
Giant?
20 stories and counting.
And killer?
Well, attempted killer anyway. I'm fairly certain that little orphan boy got away before being eaten.
How could you tell he was an orphan boy?
A trained reporter such as myself is able to detect clues which would pass by the average person, such as the cast-off clothing, the fingerless gloves, and the Cockney accent, which was totally out of place here in Metrodelphia.
I see. Well, please tell us more about the giant killer pickle.
The pickle continues to grow at an alarming rate. It has developed eye stalks and a gaping maw of a mouth with cucumber seeds forming the teeth. The city's police force opened fire on the pickle to no effect. Here with me now is Lieutenant Harper of the police force. Care to comment?
You're kidding me, right? A giant killer pickle. I quit. I did not go to the police academy to fight giant ambulatory produce. I'm done. I'm out. Captain Nersham, if you're listening, I quit. I'm gone. If you need me, I'll be at the bar.
So police presence here on the scene has just reduced somewhat. Oh, that sounds like the hero of Metrodelphia, our own defender of the innocent and rescuer par excellence.
And your boyfriend.
And my boyfriend. Captain Goody is on the scene and here to save the day from this brine-soaked infestation.
That's right, Sally. I've arrived at the scene and now it's time to take action.
Maybe this would be a good time to get an inside look at a superhero's strategy. Tell me, Captain, when faced with a threat such as this, what is your plan of action?
Well, the first step is to get civilians to a safe distance from the apparent attack.
That should be fairly easy. It looks like all of the foot traffic on the street has been redirected, and the innocent bystanders all seem to be a safe distance away.
All but one. But now she's in a safe location.
Thank you, Captain, for protecting me. Though I should point out that as a reporter, it is my duty to report the news and be sure Metrodelphia's citizens know all the details. I can hardly be considered a civilian.
Are you resistant to being eaten by a giant killer pickle?
Well, No.
Then always remember safety first. That goes for all Metrodelphians, including the news reporters. Now, the second thing I do in a case like this would be to try to talk to the threat and see if I can de-escalate the situation.
Listeners, Captain Goody has flown up to be at eye level with the Killer Pickle. So I'll just move a little closer to be sure I'm reporting this accurately.
Are you sure, Sally? Is it safe?
It's fine, Dirk.
All right.
The captain seems to be attempting to communicate with the creature. He's used some general gestures indicating it should remain where it is, and if possible, try to stop eating people.
What's the reaction, Ben? Does the pickle understand him?
Ooh. Well, Dirk, it looks like the pickle just struck Captain Goody, sending him crashing to the ground. So if I had to guess, I'd say it understood, but was saying no.
You're probably right, Sally.
Are you all right, Captain?
I've taken harder hits, don't worry. The Goody energy, which provides me with near invulnerability, has kept me unharmed. And now that we've established that I can't talk this fiend out of its rampage, we move on to the next step. I'm going to throw it into the sun! Exactly. An efficient and environmentally friendly solution. Now, let's see how much of a fight this cucumber will put up.
Stop right there!
Well, fancy meeting you here, old chum! Sally, you know my old crime-fighting companion?
Indeed I do. Listeners, we have been joined by the mysterious prowler of the night, the black menace criminals fear, the master detective and danger seeker known as the Dark Cavalier.
What a spectacular turn of events. Whenever Captain Goody and the Dark Cavalier team up against a menace to our city, we can be sure it will be an exciting and memorable occasion.
This is not a team-up.
It's not a... Wait, Sally, is your microphone broadcasting? How did he hear me?
I don't need to hear Kelly Catherine Sunbeam. I've studied all of the media personalities in the Metrodelphia area to know their every move. I know exactly what she'd say in a situation like this, just like I know she's wearing a hot pink dress with a silver belt today because her green dress was wrinkled and she felt like being extra pretty today.
I'm not... sure, I'm comfortable with him knowing what I'm wearing.
And it doesn't matter if she's comfortable with it.
Can we go back a moment, Dark? This isn't a team-up?
No. I got here first, and the first hero on the scene gets to deal with the menace. You know the protocol.
I do, but of course you know me. Always happy to help.
I don't need help. I have a layered strategy to defeat this menace and save my city without needing superpowers.
Well, then I suppose you've got things well in hand. What is your plan, Dark Cavalier?
That's on a need-to-know basis. Just stay out of my way. I was here first, and I don't need your help.
I'm sorry if this seems like an impertinent question, but can you provide any proof that you were here first, Dark Cavalier? I certainly didn't see you.
You remember the little orphan boy the pickle almost ate?
Yes.
That was me!
What?!
The Dark Cavalier is a master of disguise, Sally. I'm sure if he says that was him, that was him.
Exactly. Now let me deal with this menace and tell Kelly Sunbeam her lipstick needs freshening up.
Kelly?
I heard him, Sally. We'll be back with more of the Dark Cavalier's efforts to destroy the giant killer pickle right after this.
Criminals know that in far too many households, the only thing which stands between you and them... is a broken window. Other home security networks call the police, but there's a safer alternative for your family. Night Shield is over 97% effective at stopping home invasions, because when trouble strikes, we activate the one thing criminals fear most, the symbol of the Crimson Owl.
Louie, it's the Crimson Owl symbol flashing on that cloud over there. We gotta get out of here before... Ooh!
My wings are as silent as darkness, and my justice swift as my talons.
Call Night Shield now for your free in-home estimate. Don't just make criminals avoid your home. Make them fear it! 97% success rates based on cloudy nights. Night Shield takes no responsibility for home invasions which take place during clear nights or during daytime. If the Crimson Owl is fighting crime elsewhere, her sidekick the Pellet may attend if it isn't a school night.
My husband works at a funeral home, so we knew the risks. Despite how careful we were, sometimes a bite guard can fail. We started noticing an overall feeling of sluggishness, so we went to our doctor.
Zombietosis can strike virtually anywhere. Symptoms include sluggishness, unusual bouts of strength, slurring of speech, thoughts about cannibalism, and eventual undeath.
Everything seemed hopeless until our doctor recommended Vivify.
There's no cure for zombietosis, but Vivify can reduce symptoms to manageable levels. The vast majority of people who took Vivify experienced reduced shambling and increased motor control. The urge to eat human brains was substantially reduced in over 70% of patients.
I've gone 100 days without biting anyone. And with Vivify, I think I can do 100 more.
Talk to your doctor about Vivify, the only zombietosis treatment approved by the FDA. Side effects include dry mouth, dizziness, dry skin, and reduced body temperature. Some patients experienced minor bouts of lycanthropy. Talk to your doctor if you have the urge to drink human blood and avoid sunlight. This can be a sign that your zombietosis was misdiagnosed. Vivify has not been shown to be effective against other forms of undeath. Do not take Vivify if you still have a pulse. Vivify, a new lease on your second life.
And now, over to traffic with our eye in the sky, Chopper Jeff.
Thanks, Dirk. Obviously, the giant killer pickle is making travel in uptown streets quite the challenge. Keep in mind that brine is terrible for the finish of your car, folks. I suggest staying out of that area until the danger is past, and keep in mind there'll be some time for the cleanup. The major bridge routes are safe except for a section around Kane Bridge. A recent battle between the Hefty Haberdasher and Commander Caviar caused some structural damage to one of the on-ramps when the commander was apprehended. But his living eggs were able to escape.
I heard about that. Why couldn't the Haberdasher catch them?
The way I heard it, the Hatmobile lost a wheel, but the Ova got away. Back to you, Dirk.
And now, over to the Countess of Clouds for today's weather.
And lo, though I control the storms and the clouds with my powers, on this day I cannot control my powers. My beloved animal sidekick, Stormcloud the Wonder Pup, has passed over the Rainbow Bridge. Thus shall the skies let fall dreary drops of cold rain to match the downpour of sadness in my heart.
Oh, Countess, we're so sorry for your loss.
Indeed. We know you love Stormcloud, and at least you provided him with a good home and...
Her.
What?
Stormcloud was a her. The first two Stormclouds were boys, but Stormclouds 3 through 7 were girls.
You've had 7 Stormclouds?
Superhero life is dangerous. Almost as dangerous as playing fetch in a lightning storm.
Wait, what?
Expect severe flooding as my broken heart wells forth with the torrents of my emotions. So let it be!
Sorry again for your loss, Countess. Shall we move over to Sports Summary?
Yes, let's. We take you now to our own Heidi Bravado and the Boys of Summer. Howdy, Heidi.
Hi, guys. I'm here at Corpomart Field getting ready for what's set to be an amazing night of baseball. The Metrodelphia Comets came out of spring training with some lackluster performances, and critics who say they could never get past previous scandals have been proven right so far. Now, it's true that they've yet to win a game this season, but unless I'm much mistaken, that's changing tonight. The Metrodelphia Comets were named after Hufnagel's Comet, which passed over during the team's first game and which only comes around every 62 years. Well, it's back once more, and the team couldn't be more excited. As you know, tonight is also the anniversary of the night Roger Goldhart, the most successful pitcher in Comets history, pitched a no-hitter against entities claiming to be the Devil's Own baseball team. While Roger passed away that night, he's being remembered in a special ceremony retiring his uniform. Additionally, Sheldon Smack, star hitter for their opponents, the Urbantown Spitfires, is out for one more night than expected, as the team doctors feel he needs just a bit more time to recover. If ever there was a day to come out and cheer for our beloved Comets, this is that day, and I think you'll have to wait a long time to see another night like tonight.
That sounds incredible, Heidi. Tell me, what will happen when tonight's game gets rained out?
Rained out?
Yes, the Countess of Clouds just reported rain. Lots and lots of rain for tonight.
Oh, well, I'm sure when this game is rescheduled, it will be just as magical without the anniversary of a supernatural event that defined the team and a celestial sight which comes around once in a lifetime. It'll still be spectacular.
Any indoor sports we can follow tonight?
Huh? There's a bowling tournament that's going on at the Rack and Pin Yonder Bowling Alley. I hear some real up-and-comers are going to...
Isn't that awfully close to the Giant Killer Pickle?
Is it? Oh. Well, maybe tomorrow. Back to you, Kelly.
Okay, let's check back with Sally Simpson. How are things progressing?
Not so well, Kelly. Though the Dark Cavalier has reluctantly allowed Captain Goody to contain the Giant Killer Pickle within a 2-block radius of where it stands, he is still insisting on having the right of first response to this menace.
What was that, Sally?
The Rack and Pin Yonder Bowling Alley has just been demolished. Dirk, I'm getting some strange feedback through my headset.
I'm not sure what that is, Sally.
Oh, sorry. That was me. My microphone didn't shut down properly.
Are you all right, Heidi? It sounded like something was getting pounded up against a wall.
It's fine. My head's pretty hard. Signing off.
Anyway, let's listen in as Captain Goody and the Dark Cavalier continue to discuss this dangerous situation.
All right, old chum. Not that I don't trust you, but can you at least share your plan with me?
Fine. While I was dressed as a little orphan boy, I injected a chemical compound which will react with the pickle brine and destroy it.
How soon?
It's a process. The chemical chain reaction will take time to reach critical mass to explode the pickle.
Explode?
I noticed that too, Sally. Just how large of an explosion are we talking, my friend?
Oh, we might lose most of Uptown, but sacrifices must be made to keep people safe.
Not sure I'm following you there. It's certainly an innovative plan, but just for the sake of expediency, wouldn't it be all right if I just went and threw that into the sun before the
I knew it! You've gone mad with power, as I always knew you would. You're willing to do away with established protocol just to show off your powers.
That's hardly a fair assessment.
I've heard enough.
Listeners, the Dark Cavalier has splashed Captain Goody with an unknown substance. Whatever it is dark in color as though light cannot escape from it, and has a scent we shall simply call unpleasant.
What exactly...
Essence of pure evil. Evil is the opposite of good, and that should counteract the goody energy coursing through your body, sapping your powers. I keep some on hand in case you ever go rogue. Now, as you stand there, helpless as a kitten, I can get back to...
Actually, I'm fine.
What?
Captain, you're not affected by the essence of pure evil?
I could do without the smell, but other than that, it doesn't bother me.
How is that possible? Evil is the opposite of good.
And soft is the opposite of hard, but you can't destroy a steel girder by throwing cotton swabs at it.
Well, I'll keep looking for a way to stop you if you go rogue.
Going rogue would probably sap my goody energy, since I wouldn't be doing good. Am I over-explaining this? Anyway, how long have you been carrying that bottle around?
Months. I finally thought I had a way to stop you.
Months of exposure to essence of pure evil. I think I'm beginning to understand. Anyway, your judgment is obviously impaired, so I think it's fair if I just go ahead and take care of that pickle for you.
No, I'm still the first hero on the scene.
Listeners, it sounds like Captain Goody and the Dark Cavalier are at an impasse. The damage to the city is likely to be considerable. I'm going to go and take a closer look at the swath of destruction left by the Giant Killer Pickle.
Sally?
That's right, Captain. I'm moving closer.
Sally Simpson, don't take another step.
Oh, dear. The giant killer pickle has spotted me and is moving to pursue. I should have known it would be attracted to the cucumber body wash I used today. I'm in terrible danger. Someone save me.
Stay away from that news reporter. I've got you.
Indeed. The Dark Cavalier activated his grappling line and swung over to snatch me from the pickle's arm just in the nick of time.
You need to be more careful.
I'm sorry, but thank you for taking the time out of your plan to destroy the pickle to come and rescue me.
Time out?
Yes, and since you've moved on to other rescues, I'll just clean up this little matter for you. Up you go, big fella!
And there goes the giant killer pickle, thrown into the sun like so many mutant vegetables before it.
That was a dirty trick, Sally Simpson. I'm frankly impressed. Stay safe, Metrodelphia.
Great job, Sally. Thanks for helping me take care of that matter before things got worse.
Anytime, Captain. Dirk, Kelly, it looks like the day is saved thanks to Captain Goody's mighty throwing arm. And, just possibly, thanks to me, too. Back to you in the studio.
Well, they say a good reporter never makes herself the story. But I guess we can make an exception here.
A follow-up on the elections in Lucafrivia, in a landslide surprise victory, in complete opposition to the results of polling, the winner of the election for Prime Minister is Sasha Villaness. Election fraud is suspected.
And certainly couldn't have been predicted.
In response to the election results, the current acting Prime Minister of Lucafrivia called together an emergency meeting of the provisional government. We take you now to the Hall of Governance in Lucafrivia.
All in favor of making the position of Prime Minister a non-voting ceremonial position with no authority or payment?
Aye.
The ayes have it.
And thus peace was restored to Lucafrivia.
Tune in next hour for more about the Lucafrivian elections and the cleanup efforts to remove brine from the uptown streets. For now, I'm Dirk Hardthrottle.
And I'm Kelly Sunbeam. And remember, if you're not wearing tights,
stay out of the fight. Thanks for listening, Metrodelphia.
You have been listening to KGDY, Episode 8, produced by Seat of Our Pants Players, written and directed by Dan Wenzel, News Theme, Heroes Theme, and Take a Chance by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com, licensed by Creative Commons under Attribution 3.0. Other music and sound effects by www.freesfx.co.uk. Kelly was Brianna Kubi. Dirk was Rick Tennant. Night Shield spokesman and Chopper Jeff were Andrew Dell. Night Shield criminal and Lucafrivian Prime Minister were Adam Gastengi. Zombie Toast Patient and the Crimson Owl were Andy Gastengi. Heidi Bravado was Rebecca Scheimer. Vivify spokesman and the Countess of Clouds were Liz Music. The Dark Cavalier was Aaron Manka White. Sally Simpson was Jill Wenzel, and Captain Goody was Dan Wenzel. Thanks for listening, citizens. Stay tuned for more.